Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
Greetings and a warm welcome to our first October 24 edition of Folk Scene here on MinervaRadio.uk, brought to you courtesy of Caldy Media. My name's Mike Brocken and I'm with you for the next hour or so, bringing you all that's new on our amazing British and American and Canadian folk scenes. This time out, amongst other gems, I want to discuss the brand new Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne album, Play Up the Music, together with his much anticipated gig at Chester's amazing St Mary's Creative Space on Friday the 11th of October, courtesy of Soundbox Promotions. So let's kick off with a Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne track from this fascinating new album, which considers English folk song found and collected in the Caribbean and Black America, such as this one, Roud 21 and Child Ballad Number 4, The Outlandish Night.
Was a tall and handsome man, he came courting me. Said, steal out at the dark tonight and come a riding with me, with me. Come a riding with me. You may ride your milk white steed and I will ride my apple bay. We'll ride out from my mother's house just 3 hours till day, until day, just 3 hours till day. Well, I mounted on my milk white steed and he rode his apple bay. We rode out till we come to the seaside, then my lover did say, then my lover did say. Sit down, sweetheart, he said, listen you unto me. Pull off that golden robe you wear, fold it over your knee, oh your knee, fold it over your knee. So I asked him why my golden robe must be folded over my knee. He said it's both too fine and costly for to rot in the sea, for to rot in the sea. Well, I say, oh sweetheart, carry me back, my darling mother, to sea. For I'm afraid I'll be drowned in the salt water sea, in the sea, in the salt water sea. But he took my hand and dragged me on to the ocean so deep. I say, oh sweetheart, carry me back, the water's up to my feet, to my feet, water's up to my feet. But he took my hand and dragged me on, crying, sweetheart, sweetheart. We soon will be across it now, we've reached the deepest part, reached the deepest part. But I sank down in the stream and cried, the water's up to my knee. Take me home, I'm afraid to be drowned in the salt water sea, in the sea, in the salt water sea. But he took my hand and dragged me on, crying, lay your fears aside. We soon will be across it now, we've reached the deepest tide, reached the deepest tide. But I sank down in the stream and cried, the water's up to my waist. He pulled at me and dragged me on, crying, sweetheart, make haste and make haste, crying, sweetheart, make haste. Well, since I'm standing here, I said, afraid that I should die. One kiss from your sweet lips, sure would comfort me, sure would comfort me. He leaned o'er his saddle high to kiss my cheek and my chin. But I've took him by the arm, sure, there I've thrown him in, there I've thrown him in. My mother's house, just an hour till day, until day, just an hour till day. But Polly sitting up in the window high, on seeing me come, she did say, well, what's the matter, my pretty lady, that you rise so long before day, rise so long before day? And my mother said, Polly, who is that? That's moving so softly. I say to me, Polly, pretty Polly, don't you tell no tales on me, tales on me, tell no tales on me. And my mother said, Polly, is that you? That's up so long before day. Well, there must be a cat at your door, it's all the Polly did say, she did say, all the Polly did say.
Oh yes, that's great. I love that. The Outlandish Night, of course. And that's Cohen Braithwaite, Kilcoyne, from his brand new album, Play Up the Music. And it takes as its starting point songs that commenced their life in England but entered the musical traditions of the Caribbean and Black America. It's a fascinating story. And it's odd to think that that one, you know, might have been found, let's say, in Barbados, which is where some of Cohen's family lived. And but of course they would have done, wouldn't they? You know, it is the, you know, it would have been the, you know, the age of sail, you know, so things would have been, you know, transferring their allegiances musically all over the world, wouldn't they? It's a fantastic project. And Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne is going to, he's on a tour at the moment, I think, with the album. So he's going to come to Chester on Friday the 9th. And we're going to listen to a lot of that stuff, more from him later on as well. And we mentioned that the event on Friday the 9th, is a Soundbox production, and St. Mary's Creative Space is an honestly a great space. And Soundbox have really made that place their own in many respects. And if you haven't been, honestly, if you haven't been, you've got to go. You're missing a trick, really. It's a very, very affective and very beautiful space, which is perfectly suited to traditional and singer-songwriter material. It's a former parish church in the city of Chester, which was purchased by Cheshire City County Council years and years ago, back in the early 70s, I think. And it's had a variety of different roles over those decades. It's on the heritage list, Grade 1 building. Lovely, lovely place. And it's really interesting because it's not like the old folk club in a pub model, if you know what I mean. You know those rules and regulations and stuff. Anyway, entering into dangerous territory there. You must go anyway. And the perfect way of seeing it, if you haven't been, is going to see Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne on Friday the 9th. I've witnessed some amazing gigs in there, honestly amazing. And past none more so than this year when I was caught almost missing, and we actually got to the gig, the Jake Blunt Trio. They'd come over from the United States, and it's BLOUNT, Jake Blunt Trio. Absolutely fantastic night for all the right reasons. So here's a little bit of Jake Blunt and City Called Heaven. Thank you.
wild world alone. I have no hope for tomorrow. I'm trying to make heaven my home. Sometimes our boat's tossed and driven. Sometimes I know sisters want on me because I am trying to get in. Sometimes our boat's tossed and driven. Sometimes I know not where to roam. Starting to make it my so chilly and so slow. The ones who've gone before me, gone pilot me through as I go. Sometimes our boat's tossed and driven.
Atmosphere on, that's pretty good. Rustling in the trees going on behind there. Jake Blunt Trio from their album The New Faith, a couple of years ago now that was recorded, and A City Called Heaven. He played that at St Mary's Creative Space. Fantastic piece of real reimagined gospel music there, really. And apparently there's a new Jake Blunt album out now, just been released. I think it's on Smithsonian Folkways, as was the previous release. So I'll let you hear tracks from it as soon as I get a copy. That'll be really good. Fantastic gig that was. Another band who love playing the St Mary's Creative Space in Chester is Mishra. I must have seen various Mishra aggregations in the venue on at least three occasions. You know, they're one of those bands that they turn up with five one time, and then there's two of them, and then there's another four, etc. And they never fail to disappoint. They've got a kind of an Indian-informed subtlety running all the way through. Had an Indian vocalist, actually, a Hindustani vocalist with them the last time they came. But it all mixes together with not only American but also English traditional music and their own songwriting. Here's a good example of that. This is from their 2019 album, The Loft Tapes, which I purchased at St. Mary's Creative Space. This is Mishra and Angeline the Baker. That's a good ending, isn't it? Ends properly. Angeline the Baker, Mishra, who we've seen several times at St. Mary's Creative Space in Chester. Fantastic. Ford Collier, Kate Griffin, of course. It's their band, really, and they do things with it. every time you see them, it's a different band, really. Fantastic. I love that. Let's have another Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne track now. Cohen's going to be at St Mary's Creative Space on Friday, the 11th of October. And you can check out the ticket availability at wegottickets.com. Check out the Soundbox Live bit. And it's event number 599796, if you're particularly so inclined to do that. And if you click on the, you know, the ticket links, you'll see extra information about the venue and about parking and all that kind of thing. There, it's really interesting. But, you know, you could turn up as well. You know, just turn up. I like to just turn up and throw a bit of money at them. You know? But by all means, do it your own way. It's event 599796 on wegottickets.com. Here's Cohen's version of O Sailor Boy, which is Route 489. And that was collected by Alan Lomax, really. It started with an Alan Lomax recording of a field recording he made in Trinidad in 1962. A very important collector, Alan Lomax. The whole Lomax family were, really. But they picked up some amazing stuff. And there are loads of variants of this particular song all over the UK and the US. But Cohen points out that this Trinidadian version is the only one that mentions a car.
Pretty little sailor, won't you marry me? Pretty little sailor, won't you marry me? No, sweetheart, I cannot marry you. I have no shoes to wear. She jumped in the car and she drove away. Brought him shoes of the best. Shoes of the best and of the very, very best. Gave them to the sailor boy to wear. Pretty little sailor, won't you marry me? Pretty little sailor, won't you marry me? No, sweetheart, I cannot marry you. I have no tie to wear. She jumps in the car and she drove away. Brought him a tie of the best. Tie of the best and of the very, very best. Gave it to the sailor boy to wear. Marry me, pretty little sailor, won't you marry me? No, sweetheart, I cannot marry you. I have no shirt to wear. She jumped in the car and she drove away. Brought him a shirt of the best. Shirts of the best and of the very, very best. Gave it to the sailor boy to wear. Well, pretty little sailor, you marry me, pretty little sailor, won't you marry me? No, sweetheart, I cannot marry you. I have no trousers to wear. She jumps in the car and she drove away. Brought him trousers of the best. Trousers of the best and of the very, very best. Gave them to the sailor boy to wear. Well, pretty little sailor, won't you marry me? Pretty little sailor, won't you marry me? No, sweetheart, I cannot marry you. I have no jacket to wear. She jumps in the car. She drove away and then she brought a jacket of the best. Jackets of the best and of the very, very best. Gave it to the sailor boy to wear. Well, pretty little sailor, won't you marry me? Pretty little sailor, won't you marry me? No, sweetheart, I cannot marry you, for I have a little wife and child at all.
Lovely stuff. I always think that's one of those songs that maybe you ended up back in Liverpool, oh Sailor Boy. And I seem to remember the girls in our street around Stonycroft back in the 60s singing something like that when they were skipping, you know. And that's in the 60s, you know, this is Beatles time. Just shows you how this music goes round and round and round. And that's Oh Sailor Boy from Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne's brand new album, Play Up the Music, a variant of Roud 489, Oh Sailor Boy. And talking as we were of great, and I mean great, folk venues. Have you tried the Lion Saltworks Salt Museum yet as a venue? It's fantastic, almost magical, actually. One room is almost entirely glass, and there's a kind of, I suppose you could say, a diaphanous groove going on with different shades of light passing through as the bands are playing. It's just amazing. The musical sounds linked to the natural colours in a great way, especially at this time of the year when, the, you know, we're starting to get into autumn. Amazing. I witnessed this lot there a few months ago, Honey and the Bird. We've played this before, but I just love it. And they were brilliant. It was one of their very rare forays up north. Splendid duo plus band, Honey and the Bear. And you know this one, Head in the Stars. Of Honey and the Bear at the Salt Museum in Northwich, or just outside Northwich it is actually. Fantastic night. They're a great band, and on one of their very rare forays up north. I think Bev, the promoter there, only got them because they were playing a gig on the Isle of Man. So they were on their way back from that. Fabulous album, that recent Honey and the Birthing. We've played a lot of that. We've played that one before, of course, but that's a... Imagine listening to that with the sun going down at the Salt Museum. Fabulous, fabulous. Not sure what's on at the Salt Museum over the next few months, but we'll find out for you and I'll announce that. However, Soundbox in Chester have lots lined up well into the new year, and I'll keep you posted on a regular basis via Folkscene here on MinervaRadio.uk. For example, The Wilderness Yet are back in town, courtesy of Soundbox, on Friday the 19th of October, so that's coming up soon. That one, though, a little confusingly, is at St Mary's Hanbridge Centre, which is next to the other St Mary's Church. St Mary's Without the Walls, it was called. It's very confusing, that. I know, but it's on the other side of the river anyway, so it's not the Creative Centre, it's the St Mary's Hanbridge Centre. But that's the Soundbox venue, and it's really nice. It's a smashing venue for traditional music as well. So that'll be really something to look forward to on the 19th, Friday the 19th of October, at the other St Mary's over in Hanbridge, the other side of the D. By the way, speaking of all things Folkscene, I'll just have to remember this. You may or may not know that this programme is linked to the longest running specialist music show in British broadcasting history, believe it or not. In other words, Radio Merseyside's Folkscene, which began in 1967. And I presented that show. I was privileged to present it, actually, between 2014 and 2022. And I was recently asked by a member of the folk press which album really blew me away when I took over from Jeff Speed in 2014 into 2015. Well, I'll play something. It was Damien O'Kane's Areas of High Traffic. And this is from that album, The Maid of 17.
Very subject, not one word could
fantastic. I love that. Totally fantastic recording all of the way through. And my producer Ian actually has been upgrading our sound recently. And that sounds brilliant now. Absolutely brilliant. Oh, folk classic from 2015. That's Damien O'Kane, The Maid of 17, from his Areas of High Traffic album. I played it to death at home and on BBC Radio Merseyside. Absolutely hammered it on Merseyside at the time. And interestingly enough, it fits the session today very well because the songs also come from a collection. In this case, it's Folk Singing in North Derry, The Shamrock, The Thistle and The Rose, which was collected by Robert Butcher, a collector of and performer over in Northern Ireland. Fabulous, fabulous stuff that. Okay, after my self-indulgence, let's have a track now from a new release discussed in our September show. And the distinctive sound of the Shackleton Trio has been created really over a long period of time. And I was interested to note, I was surprised to find that they've been on the road for 10 years now, at least in the new year, there'd be 10 years. So they brought another album out, which has got a retrospective element to it, captures some of their old favourites, but also sit in alongside some new collection of songs as well. And I thought this was great. We played a track from them last time, but listening to the album again, this one really stuck out for me a lot. This is the Shackleton Trio and Frost Fur. From the ever reliable and entertaining Shackleton Trio. I think I might have mentioned, I've never seen them yet. I'll have to try and catch them. Maybe they'll put them on in Chester. You never know. I'll have a word. And I always think the topic of that song is interesting. Frost furs were held on the banks of the frozen River Thames, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of years. Apparently, the last ever frost fur was in 1817. and it saw an elephant walk on the ice, apparently. And I think they might have had frost furs here in Chester when the Dee froze up. There's certainly several photographs from the early part of the 20th century showing people skating on the Dee. And the stalls would open probably as well then. I know there's one very poignant one. It looks as if it's late 1917 or 18, going by the uniforms of the soldiers and they're on the ice having a good time. I wonder what happened to them, eh? Anyway, on with the motley. I was thinking while the Shackleton Trio was on that one of the best gigs I've ever seen at the other St Mary's in Hanbridge was from this guy, Tom Ashworth.
Oh, of the morning there comes the evening. After evening, another day. And after old love, there comes a new love. It is hard to keep those who will not stay. My love, he is the finest young man that ever nature framed or sun shone on. How to save him, I do not know it. For he is sentenced or to be hung. Streets of Derry, I'm sure he marched outright manfully. Being much more like some commanding officer than one to hang upon the gallows tree. But the very first step he put on the gallows, blooming colour began to fade. And with bitter crying and tender sighing, is there no releasement from Derry jail? My love, she is so long coming. And what detains her so long from me? Or does she think it some shame or scandal for to see me hang upon the gallows tree? Well, he looked around and he saw her coming. Riding faster than the wind. Stand back, you false prosecutors. For our bare releasement or from the king. And I made them see that they may not hang you. And I'll crown my love all in a gown of green.
Fantastic. Tom Ashworth, folk bassist extraordinaire, actually multi-string instrumentalist par excellence as well. And that was from his self-produced debut from 2019. That was my BBC Folk Scene Album of the Year, 2019, in fact, entitled Head Cannon. and Tom played an absolute blinder at St Mary's Hambridge not long after lockdown. Brilliant. You know, it was just getting out to a gig helped anyway, but it was just a great, great day. Fantastic. I haven't seen much of him recently. I wonder what he's up to. We'll have to kind of Googleize him or something and find out what Tom Ashworth is up to at the moment. Okay, request time now. An email arrived from North Wales at the Minerva Studio offices from self-confessed Canadian music buff Kathy McGeary. And Kathy was simply asking for another track from Mia Kelly, whose latest album entitled To Be Clear is out now. And we played a track from it on the previous show. Mia's a 2024 Juno Award winner and has just, October the 4th, I think it was, released her new EP. And it's her second album, or as they say in North America, her sophomore. And it's a really nice piece of work. Last time out, we played Si Je Te Franche, which is an interesting word-playing song. So let's now hear the album opener. This is Mia Kelly and Bonefish Boys.
Tell you about the time I served. Started 1954. The TV started spilling color a couple months before. Juvenile, I was in 14 when they sent me out to sea to join the ranks of salty dogs with my tail between my knees. Oh, the ships we sailed were made of wood still, and the men on them were made of steel. Oh, the hardest men will get hungry. Oh, us bonefish boys behind the wheel. Our boots were ever soaking, our tongues were never dry. We're praying to the bottle and the green flash in the sky. Oh, the weather got the better of my face, cut me so deep, and in the trenches of my skin the bitter begs to feed. Oh, the ships we sailed.
Very groovy, very groovy. From a brand new release, To Be Clear, that's Quebec's Mia Kelly and her song Bonefish Boys. And another interesting lyric there, but it sounds to me like a bit like an ethnography with an older guy, you know, an interview of some description. Nice groove on it, though. Smashing that. Mia Kelly, the album's called To Be Clear, and that's out now. It came out a few days ago over here as well. Final selection now from Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne's new record in Play Up the Music, in which Cohen traces English folk songs that have popped up in the Caribbean and the US. Here's the English song Hangman Slack on the Line, which is derived from, oh gosh, it's all sorts of things, Made Freed from the Gallows, Gallows Pole, of course, all that sort of, even you might even suggest that Derry Jail is an Irish kind of equivalent to something like that as well. But in this case, this particular one the Coens picked up, it comes from Dorothy Scarborough's 1925 book, On the Trail of Negro Folk Songs, language of the day there. The song was taken down by Edwin Swain from a group of children at an African-American school in Florida. They get everywhere, really, don't they? Anyway, it's Roud 144, Child 95, Hangman Slack on the Line.
Hangman, hangman, slack on the line, slack on the line a while. I think I see my mother coming with money to pay me fine. Mother, mother, did you bring me money, money to pay me fine? Or have you come here to see me die, all on the hangman's line? Well, no, my dear, I've not brought you money, money to pay you fine. I've just come here to see you die, all on the hangman's line. Oh, the prickle holly bush, it pricks and it pricks, pricks on me heart full sore. And if ever I get out of the prickle holly bush, I never will get in it anymore. Hangman, a hangman, slack on the line, slack on the line a while. I think I see my sister coming with money to pay me fine. Well, sister, sister, did you bring me money, money to pay me fine? Or have you come here to see me die, all on the hangman's line? Well, no, my dear, I've not brought you money, money to pay you fine. I've just come here to see you die, all on the hangman's line. Oh, the prickle holly bush, it pricks and it pricks, pricks on me heart full sore. And if ever I get out of the prickle holly bush, I never will get in it anymore. Hangman, a hangman, slack on the line, slack on the line a while. I think I see my true love coming with money to pay me fine. True love, did you bring me money, money to pay me fine? Or have you come here to see me die, all on the hangman's line? Well, yes, my dear, I brought you money, money to pay you fine. How could I bear to see you die, all on the hangman's line? Oh, the prickle holly bush, it pricks and it pricks, pricks on me heart full sore. And if ever I get out of the prickle holly bush, I never will get in it anymore.
Lovely. Proper ending too. Hard ending, we'd call that on radio, wouldn't Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne. What, playing Ian? I was just talking. You might have heard Ian saying, that's amazing. You know, amazing melodeon playing. Now, you can see Cohen at St Mary's Creative Centre in Chester on Friday, the 9th of October. Check out wegottickets.com. And as I said before, if you just want to turn up, you know, turn up. Be there or be square, as they used to say in the 60s. Fantastic stuff there. Looking forward to it in a big way. I was listening again at home to the latest Hungry Town album the other day. I just thought I'd dig it out. You know, we played it on the radio a while back, and it's such a good record. Came out this year, and I thought that if you don't know the duo, Vermont-based Rebecca Hall and Ken Anderson, you might be missing out a little bit. So, just to sort of please me, really, check out Hungry Town from their 2024 album this year, Circus for Sale, and this is Tuesday Sun. I love that great bit of Americana there. That's Tuesday's Sun from Hungry Channel. And I'm only playing it because I like it. I think it's great. But Investigate Them, really good duo from the east coast of the States. By the way, I made a mistake. It's Friday the 11th of October, not the 9th, you fool, Brocken. There we go. I said 11th before, didn't I? I'll be there anyway. You can chastise me if you want to. Anyway, just time to say fare thee well. So don't forget the Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne gig at St Mary's Creative Space in Chester on Friday the 11th. Meanwhile, let's go out with a track from Cohen's band, Granny's Attic. This is from their 2021 Brickfields album that I particularly liked. And it's The Rakes of Kirby mixed with Will Grimden's Number 2. And I'll see you very soon. The